do a lot lately is to check Google. I type Civic, and sure enough, I had 10 offers for a Civic Honda. This should teach me a lesson. The word Civic brings the meaning not of a car, but governmental, political, public-spirited, or urban. Civic comes from the Latin civicus, which translates to citizen. It is different from civil or civility, courteous, sociability, social convention. The words civil, civilization, civilized, all those words have the same etymology, civic. It means relating to, belonging to a city, to be a citizen. Ethics. Ethics is a system of moral principle, or the rules of conduct recognized in respect to a particular class of human actions, or a particular group, culture, each such as medical ethics, Christian ethics, and of course, civic ethics. Ethics deals with human relations, situations that put people, not things, at the center of concern. So let's put the two words together. Civic ethics. Civic ethics are a practical vision of our society. It's about finding more creative ways to be involved in a local or global community, to have inclusive decision-making process, to take care of those in need, and to discover who we are. Donna Renfrow, for Memorial Day, gave a moving sermon titled Memorial Day Musings. Donna made some comments on the statement of conscience from the UU Association. I read the first sentence. We believe all people share a moral responsibility to create peace. A moral responsibility? A civic responsibility? It will only work if we teach and show our children their responsibilities as they grow up to the well-being of their world, their country, their school, their community. We must instill a sense of duty in our children. Every right implies a responsibility. Every opportunity, every possession, a duty. The importance for civic education is for children not only to learn American history, but also global history. And I just find out that the subject is often eliminated when schools are cutting their budgets. While babysitting for my granddaughters, I noticed a booklet written by Emma, age 10, on the Constitution of the United States. It pleases me. Civic education in school? Yes, civic education in school. Purpose to prepare youth to participate in society with knowledge of how it is governed and motivate children to participate in public affairs later on in their adult life. I'm quoting from the National Standard for Civic and Government. The goal of education in civic and government is informed, responsible participation in political life by competent citizens committed to the fundamental value and principle of American constitutional democracy. Their effective and responsive participation require the acquisition of a body of knowledge and intellectual and participatory skills. Effective and responsible participation also is furthered by developing a certain disposition of trait of character that enhance the individual capacity to participate in the political process and contribute to the healthy functioning of the political system and improvement of society. End of the quote. The purpose of civic education is then to prepare and motivate youth to participate in civic society. The greater to the individual civic knowledge, the more likely they are to participate in public affairs. Last year, I attended a naturalization ceremony in White Plains. It is a moving ceremony. I was part of one myself years ago. The participants were short and tall, thin, flat, blonde and brunette, black, white, and shades in between. They were Asian, European, Mexican, Scandinavian. They came from Belarus, Germany, Guatemala, the Philippines, and other countries. The new American-to-be citizen gathered in the auditorium of the federal courtroom in White Plains. They were pretty much like any cross-section of America, a mix of language, culture, religion, and tradition. A U.S. District Court judge told them as he administered the oath of citizenship, "No one group lay claim to America. You will add energy, your ideas, and hard work to the American culture. Those immigrants came here to make a better life. The ceremony brought together the new citizens, their families, and friends." Much of the talk at the ceremony revolved about the responsibilities of citizenship. But what are they? It goes beyond paying taxes, voting, jury duty, or adhering to the law. It goes beyond the American borders. We live in a global community, and we are also responsible for the world at large. In our UU fellowship and societies, we have also social heroes taking care of community gardens, immigration issues, environmental sustainability, economic justice, shelter for the homeless, and the midnight ones. Three have volunteered to say a few words. G. Simonetti, Gail Hudson, and Marilee Schunemann. Joe Simonetti organized a fellowship week of providing shelter for the homeless. I'd like to read a note he sent me for this service. He couldn't come here today. As you know, this is Joe speaking. As you know, we atheists are fond of quoting scriptures. So I would like to quote Matthew. "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as we have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, you have done it to me." Not exactly clear what he was saying, but basically it means if someone is really down and out, we do not let them die. While I'm very critical about the way we Americans do not do enough to take care of one another, I'm glad to be part of this small program in this small corner of America that makes sure no one dies or goes hungry for lack of food or shelter. This fellowship share of support for the emergency shelter partnership is about $10 per person per year, a pretty cheap price for feeling good about something. Thank you for your support, and if you want to know more about the shelter, go to emergencyshelterpartnership.org. Peace, Joe. So I'd like to invite Marilee Schunemann, she is a long friend of mine from the Hastings Society, to say a few words, and Gail will follow Marilee.
Thank you, Francoise. I used the computer as well for this. I went to MapQuest and found out how to get here from Southwest Yonkers. And I have to say, it's a beautiful drive. It's beautiful up here. I love your sound system and your candles. And I love, Phil, your welcome words. Can I borrow them for our... I belong to the Hastings Unitarian Society, Hastings on Hudson, and I'm very happy to be here today. You asked me to talk about civic ethics, and I couldn't find anything on the computer on it. So I figured it's really, what is it? It's how to be a good citizen. That's what it means to me. And you pay your taxes, you vote, and you pick up after your dog, and it's sort of like, it reminds me of the Unitarian principles of respect other people, be kind and fair, and value your home, the earth. Grow by exploring what is true and right in life. In fact, I have these up on my bulletin board, the principles. So they're full of pushpin holes because it underlies everything else I do, figuratively and literally. I think it's good to know these principles and believe in them. But as you were saying, we have obligations as citizens to be active in the community, to learn about government, join your neighborhood association, run for office. It takes time and effort, but it is rewarding despite the frustrations. And Françoise and Richard were in Yonkers raising their children, and they know about the frustrations. It's a difficult city to live in. I want to tell you about something good, though, in Yonkers. The city of Yonkers created the Green Policy Task Force on Earth Day in 2007. And it's a mandate to provide advice on issues and have impact on the health of Yonkers residents, on the conservation of the city's resources, and on the overall health of the environment in which Yonkers residents live and work. And the members, this is what they do. They compile research and they submit potential green legislation initiatives to City Council, environmental quality of life improvements, and they apply for grants. They define public health issues and they foster educational outreach to the students and the community. Now, every year they give what's called the Greenie Awards for this Green Task Force. And these are some of the things that some of the citizens have done. There's one person they call the Litter Lady of Ludlow, and she goes around with a bag picking up litter. And when you do that, you get really angry at how careless people are with throwing trash around. There's the leaf blower advocate who is waging the war against gas-powered leaf blowers you're not allowed to have them on in the summer, but we all know that that happens. There's a person called the Buddha of Bees, raising honeybees and teaching people about the plight of the bee colonies. There is canoes on the Hudson River. He started at age 13, he's 60 now, and the reason he does that is that he never wants to take it for granted how beautiful the Hudson River is. And then there's the Yonkers Pier. There's a woman who goes there and cleans up around the pier. So these are all volunteers. And as far as the other awards, I studied German and I read Goethe's Faust. And there's something that really resonated with me about this epic poem. Faust made a deal with the devil to find satisfaction in life. And he had riches and women and everything you think you might want. But it wasn't until he was working together with fellow citizens on a common project that he found true elation and satisfaction and comfort. Thank you.